Now more problems for ACC. Its new $74 million case management system, brought in to improve productivity and make the agency more client-centric, has been plagued with problems since it was rolled out in September 2020. An internal review has found the benefits are unclear and it's uncertain expected savings of almost $500 million will be achieved on time. Anusha Bradley reports.
The review, completed last month, finds a number of problems, including running costs are higher than anticipated, the benefits to clients are unclear because they haven't been measured, and the number of minor privacy breaches has doubled. The goal to save $438 million by 2030 is also in doubt. The National Party's ACC spokesperson and former ACC minister, Michael Woodhouse, says it's a worry.
Well, I think this paints a pretty bleak picture of a project that was designed to improve case management across the ACC network and also allow claimants to manage their own claims. In fact, those benefits are not only not being realised, but their own internal auditors are saying that there's a high degree of uncertainty about whether they will be achieved at all.
The new system was supposed to help reduce the length of time people are on ACC weekly compensation, but it's actually been rising since 2018, while client and business trust is falling. The Chief Executive of Physiotherapy New Zealand, Sandra Kirby, says the system still doesn't work well for complex claims and it's affecting patient care.
It takes multiple calls, and because it's a call centre, multiple calls is multiple contacts with different people re-explaining the case and various other things. So we still remain concerned that people are denied the services that they need to be able to recover from injury.
The Green Party's ACC spokesperson, Jan Logie, says the review shows the agency's corporate approach isn't working and it needs to go back to the basics.
And there was a real concern for me that they're saying that the benefits for clients, non-financial benefits for clients, are not yet being measured. And really, that needs to be the starting point. How is ACC serving the rehabilitation and support of people in this country?
In August, a survey of some ACC staff by the Public Service Association found workloads overwhelming and they were dropping like flies from stress. The union says workloads are still high, not helped by an exodus of staff. The corporation's new chief executive, Megan Main, has been in the job just 6 months. She admits there's been teething problems, exacerbated by the pandemic, but workloads are now easing.
There are absolutely still areas of higher pressure than we want, but we're able to see those and work with our teams, work with our staff to try and address that through initiatives like forward recruitment, where we recruit in advance, where we know there's going to be workload pressures. And I've also been really pleased to see the reported incidences of workplace stress coming down. That really has been a priority for us.
Megan Main says an independent privacy review, commissioned after RNZ revealed call centre staff shared client information on Snapchat, will be released soon and will address concerns about the rise in minor privacy breaches.